thing. No, she's right. This is, but yeah, it's just a different avenue.
It is. It is.
You have conventional. The thing about conventional, like FHS, she brought up. Let's talk a little bit. People call it PMI, MIP. What's the difference in PMI and MIP?
It's basically the same. Private mortgage insurance and mortgage insurance premium. It's a different conventional to FHA.
My opinion of it is it's the only avenue you have to get a loan without putting 20% down.
Exactly, because I have people say, well, that's just horrible, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, but it's a way you get the loan. And FHA is very kind about giving you a 3.5% down payment. So therefore, that's why you have mortgage insurance. But you can always refinance. If you actually get, let's say you get there in 3 years from now, you say, we're going to stay here forever. Then you can pick a good spot on interest rates and you can refinance.
Right now is a pretty good spot too.
Yes, we're doing more refinances now, of course, than we have done because of the good interest rates. Yeah, I mean, but the big thing about refinance is you got to want to stay put.
Hey, one thing I want you to do, and you've done it perfect. Folks, here's why I want you to go to a great lender. In fact, one reason I take people in, and very often I say, I have somebody, I'm sending them, what time can they come in today? Right. And I have to go with them. I'm going to tell you right now, me personally, just to help and just to hear something and know what's going on. Because there's so many programs, the bond programs, she just barely hit on some of those. That's for one person. Here I'm going, I want the 15-year mortgage. That's for another person. Here's for another person who just wants a conventional loan and still can't put 20% down.
Right.
But, you know, is buying a more expensive home.
Yeah. And you would be shocked how few of people now come in your office. And I think for 2016, we need to change that. I think we need to go back to where we at least meet the people in our office one time so that they're face-to-face, eye-to-eye,
well, that's
and
the
can
new
ask
generation
questions.
Too. They
like it,
the
is,
computer,
it is. It so. Is. They would much rather do it on the computer. I go to all the closings, and a third of the people, fourth of the people, I have never met till we go to closing.
Yeah, but see, I agree.
I like eye to eye, face to face.
I think West Texas people, and shake your hand.
Exactly.
You know, because I promise you, when they have a problem, they want to be eye to eye.
Well, you know, and exactly. And also, that's another reason why you use us instead of a .com. It's because you can't talk to those people, and us you can talk to.
Well, that's just a limited reason, you know. Mm-hmm. And now, they say, Scott, you can't steer people, I can't say, okay, you have to go to this lender. I can say you need to go to a local lender. I can say that all day long, and I will.
I have had people that will not accept contracts if the people are out of town.
In
lenders.
My office, I can tell you that right now.
I mean, it happens. We see it all the time, which is funny because then when I do a loan in Midland and in Odessa or Dallas or something, then I'm the one on the other side that people say
that is true.
You know, you're an out of town lender, and so I've seen the other side of the coin.
Well, I'll tell you this. In fact, you were actually the lender on one of the deals and had a pre-approved letter, you know, and blah, blah, blah. The other one was not. It was out of town. It was a .com. And the seller said, Scott, do you have a confidence level? I said, I have about a 99% confidence level in this one, which was Valerie's deal. And I said, I have about a 50% in this one. She goes, well, they're about the same process. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about that loan going through. Without the loan, neither one of them are going to work.
Exactly.
And they took it. And actually, yours was, they were asked for a little bit more closing cost.
Right.
On their deal. You know, different buyers, you know, different deals. But I'm just saying that was 100% the case.
Right.
And I still stay by that 100%.
Because your chances of it's an in-town lender are so much greater.
As a realtor, and I list your house, and you ask me, Scott, tell me what do you believe in your experience will work the best.
Right.
If I don't, I think I'm not doing my job.
Exactly. And I also, and I'm sure you're doing this in your office, most people won't even show a house without a pre-approval letter now.
It's not fair. It's not fair to the seller or the buyer.
Right. Because the buyer goes out and finds this really nice $200,000 house and he can afford $150,000.
Well, in fact, you know, I do my own training and I'm real proud. I like to do it. And I tell people a great example. I said, if you were the seller and you have two offers come in, and here the last several years, we've had multi-offers on
several
a lot of
houses,
times.
Right.
And one comes in with a pre-approved letter from Valerie and the other one comes in with nothing. Which has the better chance of getting accepted?
Exactly.
So if you're representing the buyer, why in the world would you not have that to make sure your buyer gets the house they want?
And we also will do as many pre-approval letters as you need. So it's not like if you go offer. I like it to be for an address. Now, I will do it generically, but I like for it to be for an address. But I may do 5 pre-approval letters for people if they don't get their first bids on houses and stuff. So we're very easy to deal with about stuff like that.
Well, and I'll tell you another reason, and I'm going to be real. You know, let's take a quick break because we're talking about the pre-approval letter and what you really need to tell your loan officer. Okay, Val, we're talking about pre-qual letters.
Yes.
How important it is. Okay, when getting it, you know, getting it. So, but here's the other reason, too. If there's going to be a problem, and I've had this, too. You take it, you take your wife, you take your kids, and they find their perfect dream home. And then we go get the qualification, and then you say, oh, well, I did have a little hiccup and blah, blah, blah. And Brian goes, well, that's going to take us about 2 or 3 months to fix.
Right. Then that's so disappointing.
The seller may not wait 2 or 3 months to sell you that house. So you may lose that. And then, guys, it's not a good thing. You don't want that. It's, you go from hero to zero. Don't do that. Here's the other deal. You go in, and I've had people in this exact scenario. It's not where you are now, a different location. We walked right out of your office. They go, I didn't tell her this one deal. And then we walked right back in. Remember, we had a little bankruptcy robot. But it was like 8 years ago.
Right, and we're a team member of yours. Yes. So you need to tell us everything.
Now, you've got to. And if there's a problem, especially if there's a problem.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Because there's a good chance she can fix it. And if she can fix it, then we're okay.
And time heals everything. I had some people in my office yesterday that had some poor credit. And, I mean, we'll get you a plan. We'll get you how to do it. When do you need to call me back? Those kind of things. When you go out and you hire an attorney or an attorney firm to clean up your credit.
Bad deal.
They're going to put disputes
on
there.
Deal.
And we're
bad
going
deal.
To, when you bad come deal. See us, we're going to say we need to take those disputes off. So you're going to pay a lot of money to get to go redo it again.
And it's a bad deal.
It is.
Every single person, and I don't know the whole process. I'll be that, thank goodness. But every person I've seen that did the credit card relief thing with what you hear, the 800 number.
The consumer credit counseling thing,
It's been really, really bad for them.
Yeah, it's looked at as a Chapter 13 bankruptcy. I was explaining that to a lady the other day, and she said, no,
that
I just
–
and I said, it's a reorganization of debts. That's like a Chapter 13 bankruptcy. So we have to know you're doing it. We have to know how long you've done it. I mean, it is – I've had people get out after they figure out some of the situation. Now, some people, it saves their lives. So – you know, holler at us. Let us look at your credit.
Yeah, check it. But if there's a way not to do that, I mean, you can say any way you want to. When you don't pay a debt, it's not a good thing. It's not going to be, oh, nobody cared. Somebody cared.
Right. And you did borrow the money.
Well, so. I'll tell you this, and I know that, and nothing against, I think we have great hospitals. We have great physicians, a great medical staff. This one is San Angelo's thriving. We have Mildred people. Us getting to be in that situation.
I was
going to be here.